place, isn't
it? And I went back to Detroit to one of my cousins, and she carried me over in Canada.
Mm.
I've been to Dayton, Cincinnati, Chattanooga, Kentucky, Canada, and Detroit. Mm. But I never have been to Florida.
Yeah.
Never have been to Florida.
And that's close to Nemea.
Close to Nemea, I sure ain't never been. I've been first Fitz, I believe it was Fitzgerald down there, the school teacher that used to bowl with us. And they went down there, and I went with them one Friday evening on, come back Sunday evening. And they said I was about 40 miles from Florida. I never have been to Florida.
It's pretty down there.
That's what they're saying, warm and comfortable. Said she'd live down there if she could. And Mr. Reed said, well, you can go down there anytime you want. I ain't afraid to go down there and live.
Sounds like my husband. I don't know, all that sand be all in your house.
That's
right. Would it be fun to live
there? Well, now, would you like to live down there?
I don't think so.
Thank you. You'd rather live where you're at, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how your mama about down there. Does she like to live? Would she like to live down there, honey,
why,
Dad?
Heavens, no. No, they won't ever get away from here, and it's just like me. The older I get, the closer I want to get to home.
That's right. I'd rather be around home. I just don't like up there. I like to go up there on a visit, but now for living up there, I don't live in the North and in Cincinnati and Ohio and Kentucky neither.
I'd freeze to death if I had to live up there.
I had a letter from my daughter-in-law. No, it was Friday when I got there. She said it was just a snowing in Cleveland. Yes, I stood there. I said, well, that's how come it's so cool, I guess, down here. It's kind of cool. You know, it's been cool some mornings down here.
Yeah. Well, how far is it from here to town? Hattie, you know about
from here to Bremen?
Yeah.
We call it 4 miles.
Is it 4 miles?
Yes, ma'am. That's what they say. And 3.5 miles from here to Temple, what they say it is. Yes, it's 4 miles from here to Bremen.
Have you got a... Oh, I guess maybe a cup or some kind of something that if recipe calls for 3 cups, then you have to put it in there.
That's right. And 3 cups of sugar, 3 cups of flour.
Yeah.
What do you call them? 3 cups. Yes,
well,
yes.
What do you call it? What kind of container is that?
It's a little old pint cup, a glass pint cup or something like that. It's got figures on it.
Mm-hmm.
The tail, so you can measure it. I've seen this cook cake, measure it, the flour, the butter, the sugar, and that sort of thing. Now, she don't use no butter. She uses Crisco. That's what she cook her cakes with, Crisco.
How do they turn out?
Turns out good. Yeah, huh. That's what she cooks her cakes with, Crisco. Well, about everybody cooks them with butter, but cooks her cake with Crisco, and she has some good cakes, too.
Place where you go to meeting on Sunday is called a
church.
And your husband's a preacher, I know.
Yes.
And he gets up there and he delivers every Sunday what's called a
sermon.
Yeah. Mm. And if people decide they want to give their life to the church, then they walk down the aisle and they...
That's right. They open the doors of the church. Every time they have a sermon, colorful, they open the doors of the church. When they get through preaching, you know, if there's anybody want to come up and join the church.
All right, and you go there to worship. I mean, you go to church on Sunday so that you can worship
the church and the people's in it and worship the God.
Yeah, you worship God.